DNR Upland wildlife ecologist Mark Witeka says the large increase in 2009 has made up for much of the unanticipated decline seen in last year's drumming surveys and appears to put Wisconsin back on track for approaching the next cyclical cycle in the rough grouse population.
Looking at our core range for grouse in the state of Wisconsin, rough grouse were up about 35% in the central forest and 48% in the northern forest, which we really consider our core range for rough grouse. So really what these results tell us is that there were more breeding grouse out on the landscape this spring, and assuming we have decent conditions for brood rearing through the summer, that should translate into more grouse out in the grouse woods for grouse enthusiasts this fall.
Witeka says in the Great Lakes states there's a 10-year population cycle. He says the peaks typically arise in the years that end in zero, and the lowest populations tend to be in the years ending in fives. West Nile virus is a concern, as rough grouse are a species that is affected by the mosquito's bite.
We are awaiting results from the lab that's conducting all of the analyses of the samples from Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and we're anticipating those results later this summer, probably late July or early August.
West Nile virus has hurt the population of crows, blue jays, and other species. Other bird species don't appear to be affected. Ken Kral, WXPR News.